Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jupiter Wagons Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Anand from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today in the 9 months and Q3 earnings FY24 earnings call of Jupiter Wagons Limited. On behalf of Systematix, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this earnings call. Today we have with us Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kesari, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, and after that we can open up for the Q&A. Thanks, and over to you, Vivek sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sudeep, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the earnings for the third quarter and 9 months of FY24. We are pleased to announce that we have sustained robust momentum in our performance with stellar growth in revenue, EBITDA and profit after tax for the quarter and the 9 months ending December 31st, 2023. This performance validates the progress in execution of our strategic objectives as we continue to scale our diverse business lines encompassing mobility solutions. In Q3 FY24, we reported total income of rupees 90,081 lakhs, up 39.4% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 12,480 lakhs, up 54.7% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin has improved by 140 basis points from 12.5 in Q3 FY23 to 13.9 in Q3 FY24. This has been driven by enhanced product mix and economies of scale. We continue to report an industry-leading EBITDA margin. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 8340 lakhs, higher by 79.8% year-on-year. For the first 9 months, we reported total income of rupees 2,54,090 lakhs, up 86.7% year-on-year. EBITDA for the period stood at 34,331 lakhs, up 113.4% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin has improved by 170 basis points from 11.9% in 9 months FY23 to 13.6% in 9 months FY24. Profit after tax for the period stood at 22,858 lakhs, higher by 170.2% year-on-year. The wagon business has sustained a strong performance, enabling us to surpass the milestone of 90,000 lakhs in total income this quarter. Despite losing 10 days of production due to Puja and other festivities in West Bengal. As you can see from our presentation, wagon volumes have increased further this quarter, averaging nearly 850 wagons a month. The expansion of a Kolkata foundry and establishment of a greenfield foundry at a unit in Jabalpur will result in doubling of overall foundry capacity to 5,000 metric tons. The new foundry at Jabalpur is expected to take around 18 months to set up and combined with the brownfield expansion at Kolkata will enable us to enhance wagon production to approximately 1,000 units per month. The addition of the Jabalpur unit is expected to result in significant cost savings, especially in freight expenses. Our strategic focus on improving backward integration, reducing freight costs, and implementing production efficiency measures are designed to further enhance operational efficiencies, laying the ground for an enriched margin profile. We also witness increasing volumes of CV bodies, and our JV company JWL Covis has witnessed a ramp up of hubs to the export market. It was an eventful quarter from the perspective of order wins. The wagon business won orders of over ₹2,200 crores from Government of India as well as private customers. This includes a substantial ₹1,617 crore order from Indian Railways, a 473 crore order from Defence Ministry, and a 100 crore order from the automotive major for four sets of double-decker automotive carrier wagons. Aided by our global partnership, we continue to introduce pioneering technologies to the mobility sector in India. Additionally, we received an order value at ₹112 crores for the axle-mounted brake disc system in our JV company JWL Daco CZ India, reflecting our strength and expertise in wagon and associated component manufacturing. With these wins, the aggregate order backlog now stands at ₹7,076 crores. Another meaningful development during this quarter was the successful conclusion of our second round of qualified institutional placement, amounting to ₹403 crores by issuing 1,28,06,595 new equity shares to qualified institutional buyers, which includes prominent investors like Tata Mutual Fund, HSBC Mutual Fund, Bandhan Equity Fund, and FIIs like Society General and Coptol Mauritius Investment Limited. Our business of braking systems and brake discs are scaling as expected, with anticipation of a significant uptick in execution and performance through fiscal year 2025, instilling confidence in the brake business. In electric mobility, we await ARRI certification for our ELCVs, with scheduled commercial launch in the fourth quarter of this financial year. In December 2023, Acute upgraded our long-term and short-term bank rating to AA- and A1+, respectfully, indicating enhanced credit quality and reduced default risk. This positive assessment reflects improved financial standing, providing a stable outlook. The tailwinds for our business are likely to sustain expanding on infrastructure in the vote of account presented yesterday. Honorable Finance Minister has indicated plans to establish three significant corridors aimed at addressing congestion issues in existing rail lines, primarily in the eastern part of the country. These commodity-specific economic rail corridors are designed to facilitate faster freight movement, reduce turnaround time, and lower logistic costs for mineral and cement corridor and a high traffic density corridor. This will be in addition to the eastern dedicated freight corridor, which was completed during the quarter and undertook its first commercial service on November 1. In addition to this initiative, the finance minister revealed plans to convert 40,000 normal rail bogies into Vande Bharat to enhance the safety, convenience and comfort of passengers. Furthermore, key rail infrastructure projects such as Metro Rail and Namo Bharat will see expansion into more cities, contributing to the overall development of country's rail network. We anticipate a sustained growth momentum in the demand for wagon, passenger coaches and metro coaches. This continued thrust by the government, supported by greater investments and participation by private sector, is leading to accelerated investment into the rail sector and rapid scale-up of demand for wagons and accessories. We are well poised to capitalize on this opportunity, and our optimism is grounded in our impactful partnership, cutting-edge technology, strategic global expansion, and a solid order book. We can now take up your queries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants are requested to ask two questions per participant so that each and everyone on this conference gets an opportunity to ask their questions. The first question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is on the commercial EV side. So whether the testing has happened for the same? And I think you mentioned some delays has happened on this side. So what is the reason for the delay? That is one. And secondly, are we still intact on selling 5,000 to 6,000 vehicles in FY25 with an approximate revenue of 300 to 400 per year?
Yeah, thank you. There is no delay in our rollout plan. We have always mentioned that it will be in the last quarter of this financial year, and it is as per our targets. The vehicle is currently under final certification by ARI, and we are expecting the certification very shortly. So in terms of the rollout, there is no delays at all. The volumes, I don't think we have given any forward-looking projections on volumes. So I think just after post-rollout only, we will be able to give any indicative volumes. But right now, we have not given any volume projections.
So do we expect any kind of revenues from EVs in FY25 or it will not be there?
No, definitely, if we are launching the vehicle by end of FY24, definitely FY25 will see a good set of revenues coming in from the EV business. But however, we have not given any kind of indication on the revenue numbers.
So will it be profitable in the initial year?
I think, it's two forward-looking questions. I think like once the rollout happen, and then we will take it from there.
Understood, sir. And coming to your brake system part, so we are doing it via JV called Dhaka and subsidiary Stone India. So can you share the ballpark order book that the Stone India is having right now, or what are the developments happening in their own, and what is the outlook for FY25 in brake system segment?
So again, FY25 outlook is very strong. As I had mentioned in my last call, we were expecting sizable order books for the LHB brake systems. We already have got an order book of about 115 crores from Indian Railways, and we are going to be starting the execution in the coming quarter. Again, as I have projected, the brake business in FY25, we should see revenues of anything between 400 to 500 crores.
That is from the Stone India, and the JV, I think it will contribute to your bottom line, right?
No, I'm talking about the brake business all put together. We are looking at a revenue of 400 to 500 crores in FY24. And as we have mentioned that over the next 3 years, we expect the business to be about a 1,000 crore business.
Understood, sir. And one last question on the order book. So we are having 7,000 crore kind of orders. So can you give a breakup in the terms of what portion is towards the...
Mr. Goyal, may we please request you return to the question queue for any follow-up?
Just last question. I think it is almost completed. Just last. So we are having order book 7,000. So I just need the breakup in terms of wagons, commercial bodies and CMS.
Garvis, we would like that you send the email to us, but then we will provide that. Right now, we are not carrying the breakup of the order books.
Okay, sir. Okay. I'll join with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is on the recent tender which Indian Railways have floated and we have won.
Hello?
Really apologize for that. The current questioner seems to have dropped from the queue. The next question is from the line of Mr. Bala Subramanian. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions. Sir, we have raised the QIP of 403 crore. How much we have utilized till now and what are the plans for that? And on that CAPEX side, how much we have spent in this quarter and how much we are focusing in next 2 to 3 years? And we are doing CAPEX specifically for this Jabalpur plant on the foundry side. And this, how much cost benefits we can expect in next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, hi Bala. This is Sanjeev. We have raised the under the QIP around 403 crores, and the bifurcation already given in the PD. On the utilization side, around 90 crores has been utilized against this QIP amount. On the capex side, the capex is going on. But on the payment side, it has not been done to the parties because the work is under the progress. So in next quarter, we will give you the exact number what the against the capex we have done. However, as per the regulation, the utilization certificate will be get uploaded within 2 or 3 days. So you will get the details from there itself.
And in terms of our CAPEX plan, we have already mentioned that in the next 2 to 3 years, we plan to do over 1,000 crores of CAPEX. And that will, that will result in, additional capacity of wagons. So right now we are doing approximately 800 wagons a month. And our target is that with the additional CAPEX, we will go up to about 1,000 wagons. And definitely on the brake system side also, we are expanding the brake business, so we'll be doing additional capex there too.
Okay, sir. Sir, on that CMS side, earlier the volumes have been restricted because of the foundry side. How we can expect on the improvement on CMS side because of we are doing capex on foundry side also.
Yes, so as you mentioned in our call, we have already undertaken a brownfield expansion on the existing foundry, which we expect to be completed in the next 3 to 4 months. I think post that expansion, definitely you will see volumes of the CMS crossing improving significantly. Already the volumes are better, but definitely still we are constrained on the foundry capacity. But I think on FY25, I think by quarter two FY25, you will see a significant jump in those numbers.
Okay, sir. So what will be the railway and private mix in this quarter on the wagon side?
So it is about, right now order book is about 60-40. 40% is Indian Railways and 60% is the private order book.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back in.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Congratulations on a very good set of numbers, sir. My first question is on the recent tender which was put by Indian Railways and where we have got around 4,000 wagons. So my question is, why the recent tender were undersubscribed, and any comment on the competitive intensity in the tender?
So honestly, we cannot speak for our competitors. So we had bid for in the tender, given the capacity which we had available, since the supply had to be done at in a very short period. So we had bid for 4,000 wagons, and we got that order book from Indian Railways.
And any comment on the pricing?
So the pricing is as per our expectations, and we will continue to maintain the margins what we have projected on the pricing.
Understood, sir. My second question is, sir, how do you think about the opportunities from Indian Railways, especially for the wagons for the next 6 to 12 months? And I do understand that there is one tender which was floated by the Indian Railways for modern wagons, and which is supposed to be conducted in the month of March. Do we have the capacity to produce the modern wagons?
Definitely, we have the capacity to produce the modern wagons, and we are a serious bidder in that tender. As you are aware, that we already Tatra Vagonka, who is the leading producer of freight cars in Europe, is already our partner and a promoter in Jupiter. So they have all the requisite technologies available. So definitely we are looking forward to that. And besides that, we see quite a robust demand from Indian Railways. There are two tenders right now in the pipeline for about 30,000 wagons, which are ongoing. Besides that, our expectation is that anything Indian Railways would require, as per their projections, would require anything between 20,000 to 30,000 additional wagons in the coming 1 year.
Understood, sir. My last question on the private wagon inquiry side, sir. How is the inquiry from private wagon compared to, let's say, a few quarters? I'm asking the question because the election is coming up. Is it slowing down some kind of inquiry from the private wagon side?
No, we see a very robust demand from the private sector itself, and I think quarter on quarter we are seeing the demand to become more robust, and our private order books have not slowed down. So I don't think elections will have any impact on this, because these are all long-term, everybody has long-term capex plans, and the elections will not have any impact. And as our Honorable Finance Minister has already said that we are seeing private capital coming back in a big way. So we don't foresee any let-up on the demand.
Is it right to say the GPWI scheme contributes maximum to this private wagon order as of now?
I would not say it contributes maximum, but yes, there was definitely a sizable inflow from that particular scheme. But besides that, also there is a sizable demand from non GPWIS wagons.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. In case if you have any follow-up questions, you can rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Nishant Parikh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on great set of numbers. My question regarding the 10,000 global tender of wagons that we're going to be bidding for. So you had said in the annual report that these wagons will be more specialized and advanced in nature, and the average price will be higher. So I just wanted to understand, what is the average utilization you're looking at, and do we have any prototype of such wagons ready? That's my first question.
So, as I have said, that these are completely different designs from what right now is plying on the Indian Railways. And definitely they will have, in terms of loading capacity, they will have better loading capacity. The bogies also are going to be much more modern on these wagons. So, as I mentioned that we are looking at being new designs and qualitative products, so we are expecting good margins out of that order book. And again, to give any kind of margin, any further, you know, details right now on the tender would be very difficult.
Correct, correct. And one more question, sir. This one more thing, this order, the tender of 10,000 wagons will be given to only one player, or it will be distributed among multiple players, like how it happens?
No, it will be given to one player and it has to be executed over 5 years.
Okay, great, great. All the best, sir, for this upcoming tender. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atif Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So I just had two questions. One is on the expansion of our wagon capacity to 1,000 wagons a month. So are we going to reach 8,000 wagons a month by the end of this financial year, or is it only possible when the Jabalpur foundry comes online?
No, we are going to, our target is to achieve before the Jabalpur foundry comes online. Definitely, we are looking to do that. Once the Jabalpur foundry comes into line, then it can be more entrenched, and then we can have much better backward integration on it.
Yes, sir. And my second question was regarding wheel set manufacturing. Like you had mentioned earlier, we are seriously looking into it. So, do we have any timelines, capex plans, or anything in place, or is it still under strategizing phase?
No, it is still under strategizing, and as and when we finalize on our plans, we will announce the same.
All right. Thank you. That's it from my side. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikash Vijay Vargia from Accountry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening. Hello.
Yes, your audience.
Yes, please.
Yeah. In the Q2 con call, in our Kolkata foundry capacity is increased from 2,500 to 3,000 metric ton, and simultaneously our wagon capacity 700 to 800 wagons. Correct?
No, we are already doing 800 wagons. The idea is that we want to further enhance capacity, and as I mentioned that before end of this year, we are targeting to reach about 1,000 wagons.
On the same foundry capacity of 3,000 metric ton in Calcutta?
Okay. Yes.
In the facility in Jabalpur, is it 2,000 metric ton? Is it come on, might be the 15 to 18 months, correct?
Yes.
And regarding this one, is the EV mobility, you last time mentioned about this one, is the testing schedules is in November 23. Whether it's done, sir?
No, we had not mentioned November 20. We had always mentioned that the vehicle will be launched by the fourth quarter.
No, yes, correct. Commercially launching is a Q4, FY24, but is the testing side is in November 23.
Yeah, so that is as per schedule. As we have mentioned that it is, we are awaiting final certifications from ARI.
But testing means complete, means certification is not completed.
Yes, yes.
Okay, testing is done at our end.
Yes.
And we expected commercial launch in next, in this quarter.
Yeah, by end of this financial year.
If it is a certification and everything goes well.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagandeep from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. I'm audible?
Yes, yes, you are.
So, we are reaching a capacity of 1,000 wagons per month by FY24. That will take care for our order book in FY25. So what after FY26? Are we any plan? Do we have any plans related to expansion, further expansion of the wagons capacity?
So again, very difficult for us to comment right now, but definitely we are, as we have mentioned, that we are enhancing our foundry capacity substantially. So definitely we are creating the pipeline for the same. So beyond that 1000 number, it will depend on the order flows which come in the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Understood. And so in our JV Covis, we did something called hubs. Can you put some color on it? What the product exactly is, and how much JWL Covis did in first 9 months, FY24, in revenue terms and PAT terms?
Again, I don't have the numbers readily available with me. So hubs is part of the breakers which we are exporting, and I think in the coming quarters we have now got substantial export order books, and the export business in the JV will see a substantial increase, and further new set of castings we will see much more bigger and much more complex castings being exported out of it.
So when you mentioned we are having some export orders of hubs, so are these figures included in 7,000 order book, or is it a separate figure?
No, though that's a separate. It is included in the 7,000 order book.
Okay, sir. Okay. And the brake system order of 115 CR, that is also included in 7,000 order book. Hello?
Yes, it is included.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, you can rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So in answer to one of the participants earlier, you mentioned that we will be increasing our capacity from 100 wagons to 1,000 wagons. So did I hear it right?
No, from 800 wagons which we are doing currently, I said 2,000 wagons.
Okay. Does it mean that our revenue potential increases by around 25% from here?
Yeah, definitely, as if the wagon production goes up, definitely it will have an impact on the revenue.
Okay. Secondly, sir, just wanted to understand how sustainable are our margins, given that we are drawing around mid teens of margins, whereas our competitors are struggling to reach even double digit margins. So where do we get this differential margins? And that's from my side.
I think that is a mix. As you mentioned earlier, one is that we are very focused on our backward integration and efficiencies of operation. I think that's where our focus is, and that's where we stand out from our competitors. And secondly, if you look at our order books on a continuous basis, the private order books and are much bigger, and we do more specialized wagons which have higher margin profiles. I think it's, and then obviously now we are adding much more higher technology products such as brake systems, which again carry better margins in our profile. I think it's a mix of all these aspects.
Okay. And lastly, if I could squeeze in, what are other than this capex?
Pankaj sir, could you please return to the question queue for the follow-up question?
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So 2 questions from my side. You said that on the wagon side, there are 2 tenders in pipeline from Indian Railways for 13,000 wagons. Did I get that number correct?
Yes, Praveen, you got it absolutely right.
So one tender is for the new age wagons of 10,000 wagons. So
this is besides that. This is besides the, if you include that, it is about 23,000 wagons.
Okay, so the second tender of 13,000 wagons, I mean, is it similar to the 11-odd thousand wagons which railways awarded recently?
It's a completely new design of wagons. It's got the designs are separate. So there's a tender for 12,000 wagons of that particular design, and there are two small tenders of 500 each.
And then there is obviously the new age wagon tender of
10,000. That is in addition to these.
That is in it. Great. The second question is, just wanted to get some update about Stone India. How are things progressing there?
So the progress on Stone India is as per our expectations, and as we have mentioned that by beginning of FY25, we will be commencing commercial operations in that company.
Sure. Thanks. And last question for Sanjeevji. Sir, would it be possible to get the gross debt and the cash numbers at the end of Q3?
Gross debt and cash numbers end of Q3. The gross debt, if you see, there we are net debt free because the around 300 crores is the short-term borrowings we have right now in books. Against that, around 500 crores is lying on the liquid cash we have. And this is the number, so we are net debt free.
Sure. Thanks, and all the best of people.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anay Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Anay, you are.
Yeah, sir, I will ask only one question, sir, but I would request you to spend some more time on explaining this question. See, we are not, as investors, long-term investors, we are not seeing you as a wagon manufacturer, right? We are, as you rightly pointed out sometime back, that you are a mobility player, correct? From you are transforming yourself from being a wagon manufacturer to a mobility player, right? So, I am coming from the point of de-risking your revenue model from depending on railway, railways orders or orders from railways to being a consistent company churning out revenue and growth on a year-over-year basis. So, what is your strategy on that, sir? We can see that you are entering defense, you are getting into LCV on EV sides, right? So, if you can spend some time explaining how we can see you as a mobility player rather than a wagon manufacturer. Thanks.
Thank you. I think you have highlighted most of the products. So as, see, right now primarily definitely wagon is our one of our key focus areas. And we see a lot of opportunity in this segment in the next 3 to 4 years. We see a lot of robust demand and the segment growing year on year. However, on the other side, we are already into manufacturing of commercial vehicles, into manufacturing of containers, and our idea is to take that business forward. So we are launching our first line of ELCVs. And the idea is that in the coming 1 or 2 years, we will have at least 3 to 4 vehicles from 1-ton payload all the way up to 5-ton payload. So that will give us a substantial presence in that segment. And the ELCV segment is growing at a very rapid pace. Even if you have Honorable Finance Minister in a budget, it is one of the priority sectors again for the Government of India, and they are very focused on developing this segment. Besides that, again, I mentioned earlier that right now our focus is to add products which have a high level of technology, and the brake business is one of the ways through which we are introducing these products. They are not only meant for the Indian market, but they will be also exported to the global market. And we have already started that process. And you will see over the next year, 2 years, that a substantial part of the revenue of the company will be coming out of exports. We already have a MOU with Rights, where we are already working on a lot of export tenders, and we expect results very shortly. So the idea is that obviously it will take some time for you to see the results, but in the next, in the coming year or 2 years, we expect that more than 50% of our revenues come out of non-wagon business. That is how we are strategizing ourselves as a company.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devesh Kasliwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
So in the last quarter that you had mentioned that you had you were L1 in an export wagon order of around 600 wagons, if I'm not wrong. And you were expecting it in this quarter. Just a follow-up on that. Like, have you got that order and the opportunity size going forward in the export business in terms of number of wagons every year or a percentage of the order book?
No, we have not got that order as yet, but it is what we can understand is that it is in the final stages of deliberation. So we expect it very shortly. Again, right now we have participated in tenders for about close to 3,000 odd wagon order books. So, you know, these numbers will, you will see some export order books flowing soon.
Okay. And the second question was on the container business. It has seen a degrowth in this 9-month period. And if I'm not wrong, we are planning to focus on the other businesses. Even then, how do we actually look at this business going forward for the next 2 years?
Yeah. You know, as I mentioned on my other, our focus is now on specialized and high-end containers. So that's why you see the revenues coming down, but the margins have improved. And now, it took us some time to, you know, get the prototypes approved and get the infrastructure ready for these containers. And these are containers which are being produced in India for the first time. So in over the next financial year, you will see substantial growth now in this segment. And now we have quite strong and robust order books. So you will see growth as well as good margins.
Okay, so thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Indrajit Chakravarti from Script Trading Corporation. Please go ahead.
Namaste, Mr. Lohia, and everybody present. I just have a small clarification question, which is you said that you are having this 10,000 global wagon tender. So when would we expect that thing to be finalized? Can you, if you can please tell that? That's all.
When it will be finalized, honestly, you have to go back to Indian Railways for that. But the tender is supposed to open in sometime in February. But so when is going to be finalized? The global tender only is supposed to open in February sometime. Okay. But finalization is honestly not enough. That is something which you have to ask Indian Railways.
Okay. No. I just was okay. I thought it was already getting finalized or something like that. Okay.
No. It's supposed to open in February.
Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Mehta from Nuvama PCG. Please go ahead.
Good evening, team. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is, in earlier response to a question, you answered that, like, you know, in terms of non-wagons business, we should be looking at, like, you know, about 50% of business from non-wagon business going ahead. So is there any planning on that part to enter into passenger trains as well?
So definitely that is one segment which we are looking at, and we are in discussions with a couple of global players. And as and when something materializes, we will be announcing that.
And will it be like, you know, in terms of like, you know, entire, like, you know, the way, like, you know, a JV with any player, like, you know, to enter passenger trains, or in terms of passenger train components, or like, you know, it would be on both sides we can look at?
So components, we are already in the component business, as you are aware, brake system, we are already supplying. We are doing certain other components such as couplers, the brake discs. But so we are looking at supplying complete train sets.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And one more question last is that in terms of working capital cycle at December end, could you share like, you know, debtors, creditors and inventory numbers?
Mr. Mehul, if you could please send the email, we will share that, because this is not in the result, so I am not carrying that numbers with me.
Got it. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. My question is more on our focusing on our brake disc and brake system business. So initially, you know, we had guided that, you know, both businesses combined will be generating a top line of around 100 odd crores this year and will scale up to as good as 250 odd crores next year. So how well have we done on that front? And if you could share some color on how these businesses will be shaping up in the coming next 2 years, 1-2 years.
So what I had mentioned was that on the brake disc, we expect to do a revenue of 100 odd crores this year, and we are in lines for the same. On the brake system business, I had clearly mentioned that we will be getting orders in this financial year, and which will be executing over the next financial year. And as you can see that we have already won an order book of 100 crores. So as I have mentioned earlier in my call, in next financial year, overall on the big business, we are looking at revenues of anything between 400 to 500 odd crores, of which exports also will form a sizable part.
Got it, sir. And second question was relating to, you know, the new impetus that yesterday's budget gave for, you know, replacing all the the normal bogies with Vande Bharat bogies.
Hmm.
So will we benefit out of that in some way?
Definitely, because we are supplying a lot of critical components as brake systems and couplers and other such components. So definitely it is something which we are going to benefit substantially from. And we are looking ahead for the tenders to come out for these conversions.
Got it. So, is our current order book on Vande brake system or pertaining to Vande Bharat?
No, the current order on brake system is pertaining to the LHB coaches. But in brake disc, we already have orders for Vande Bharat, and on the brake system, we are already our prototype is on the process of getting ready, and we will be getting into the segment very shortly.
Got it, sir. Any guidance on how these two businesses will shape up by FY20? Last question. This is just a follow-up.
As I told you, the next 3 to 4 years, we are looking at the brake business to be about 1,000 crore business for us. So we are very, very bullish on this segment. And again, as the rolling stock population goes up, not only the OEM business, but the replacement business as well as the maintenance business, you will see a substantial contribution coming from all these segments.
That's great to hear, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate everyone's participation in today's call. The ongoing momentum in infrastructure development nationwide continues to provide a strong tailwind. The business outlook remains strong with a large backlog of orders for wagons. Supported by increasing traction in new areas, we anticipate further scaling up across business lines of brake discs and braking systems too. We look forward to interacting in the next quarter. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.